service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer of all time. Welcome to today's episode on Elevate Live Podcast with Ben Norrie, the B to the E to the WNORY. Do you remember when someone you knew received a promotion or achieved something great or got a better job? Do you remember what you felt in that moment? Did you feel happy, jealous? Were you resentful? Now, recall your last achievement or accomplishment. How good did you feel about yourself? You know, there are times when you think to yourself, why don't I have the same status, money, or success as that person? You keep comparing yourself. You want to be like the other person. But one thing you have to know is we are all on this journey together. We succeed together. Now, just think for a minute how good it could feel, or how good you would feel if you were just as happy for another person's success as your own. So, where does hate come from? Where do you think resentment and ill human treatment, where do all these come from? Why do we not feel happy when someone around us succeeds? Why do you always feel it has to be you and not the other? Why can't you help your brother or your sister? And why can't you be that support that will help the next person close to you move to the next level? Why can't you be the one under pushing the next person to the next stage? Life is accompanied by responsibilities. It's not all fun and games. You pay your way through life by helping other people. Don't allow yourself be in the position where you're resentful, where you get to be jealous about someone else's success. The heart of a man is tricky. You have to guard your heart. Teach your heart to be good. Teach your mind to be good. Teach yourself to be good, because it's much more easier to be evil, to do bad, to think bad. Because sometimes, I don't know if you felt it before, when someone tells you something good about themselves, the first thing that comes to your mind and feeling is, why not me? That could have been me. That could have been my achievement. When you work so hard and it happens that somehow they chose him or they chose her and not you, you feel jealous, you feel pain, you feel left behind. But that's not how it's supposed to be. Your time will surely come as long as you do what you do and you're good at what you do. Train yourself to be good from inside out. Don't let yourself be good. Outward, you smile at people, but inside you criticize. You smile at people, but inside you are angry. You smile at people, but inside you are resentful. You smile at people, but inside you hate. You smile at people, but inside you're killing them in your mind. All these hurts you. You're killing yourself, your health, your well-being, your confidence, your willpower will be drained. So you have to learn to be good from inside out. When you're happy for someone, let it be from inside out. When you celebrate someone, let it be from inside out. When you're helping someone, let it be from inside out and not out in. Let your good not be because you want people to see what you're doing. Let it be your nature, because we are created to love one another, to help one another. The world will be better if every single one of us have love for each other. Genuine love, not lip service, because this word called love is now a cliche. People use it every single second. But how many of us truly, genuinely, from our heart, mean what we say? How many of us truly, genuinely love each other? We have this habit of always saying it. I love you, I love you, oh, I care for you. But what does your heart say? If I succeed where you fail, how do you feel? If I succeed where you've strived hard to succeed, how do you feel? If I fail and you succeed, how do you feel? What you feel inside tells the truth. And you can only know who you are from inside out. So it's always about inside out, not out in. So that smile that you put up, is it genuine? Is it true? You can fake that smile and that happiness. Oh, wow. Congratulations. But you cannot deceive yourself. Deep down in your heart, you know what you feel. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change. So if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change. Talk to the man in the mirror, and the man in the mirror sees you. The man in the mirror sees you, and you see you inside. So if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make that change. As you elevate one step at a time without crime. Bye.